96th District Assembly Member Dwayne Johnsrud predicted his seat would be a popular one after he announced he'd retire at the end of his term. His prediction came true. Three Republicans and three Democrats are vying for his job. Republican Johnsrud says nearly all came to him for advice early on, but he's not endorsing anyone.
And I tried to make it clear that pretty much staying out of it, and I wished him well because I know them all. And so Morga, obviously, my opponent from the last time, didn't, but otherwise the others did. And I just wished him the best of luck, and go knock yourselves out.
Johnsrud is well known as the outspoken chair of the Natural Resources Committee. UW La Crosse political analyst Joe Heim says Johnsrud helped the 96th district seat grow in importance over the past 20 years.
To be honest, was a thorn in the side of the DNR. And he played a great role in that regard. And I think a lot of the public feel that the DNR sometimes is a little out of control and needs a little thorn in their side. And he provided that. He's actually a very moderate individual, kind of almost a progressive Republican from the throwback era. And I think the legislature is going to miss him, frankly.
Heim says the Crawford, Vernon, and Richland County areas Johnsrud represents are pretty well split, so either a Republican or Democrat could win the seat.
I think the Democrats see this as a seat to pick up. Over the last five or six elections, Republicans have picked up one or two seats per election. And this is the first time, perhaps, they're at 59 out of 99, that it's very possible they might lose a couple seats. And this is one of those that is very contested.
Republican Lee Nearson is perhaps the best-known candidate since he's from Vernon County, the most populous county, and is county board chair. But Heim says Republican Todd Albo has campaigned hard, as has Judy Smirler, who's endorsed by Right to Life groups. Heim says Democrat Miguel Morga is best known since he ran against Johnsrud in the past. Gail Free has some Democratic Party member support. He says Democrat Betty Havlick has done the least campaigning at this point. Voters will see which opponents the two major parties select following the September 14th primaries. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.